Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 62. You're listening to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 62. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Today's podcast is about reading magazines. Let's get started. I'm the first to admit that I'm hooked on reading magazines. I've been this way as long as I can remember. I love picking up magazines about different topics. Currently, I subscribe to about 6 or 7 magazines, although when I was getting professional journals during my days at the university, I probably had 15 or 20 coming to my box every month. Now I read mostly for pleasure. I like to read The New Yorker because it is so well written. I also get a copy of Atlantic Monthly and Harper's every month because they have good coverage of cultural, political, and social issues. My latest is to read book reviews. There are a couple of really good book reviews published in the U.S., including the New York Review of Books. But the best reviews, for my money, are the Times Literary Supplement and the London Review of Books, both of which come out of England. I have to thank my friend Gustavo for turning me on to those two. I prefer to read the non-fiction reviews over the fiction ones, but that's me. Ah, the joys of reading. We're talking today about reading magazines, and I began by saying that I'm the first to admit that I'm hooked on reading magazines. I'm the first to admit is an expression we use when you're going to say something about yourself that might be somewhat negative or might be thought of by other people as being negative. I'm the first to admit that I don't do my chores every day. To admit means to confess, to tell someone that you did something wrong, no matter what that is. I said that I'm hooked on reading magazines. To be hooked on, H-O-O-K-E-D, on, means to be addicted to really love it. You love it so much you can't stop. You can be hooked on certain drugs like heroin or cocaine, but here we use it as a sort of a metaphor. It means I'm really like this. I like it so much I can't stop doing it. I said that this I have been this way as long as I can remember. This is another way of saying for a very long time. As long as I can remember, my neighbor has been very noisy. I said that I like to read magazines on different topics, and that currently I subscribe to 6 or 7 magazines. To subscribe, you probably know, means to pay some money and have that magazine delivered or mailed to you every week. Subscriptions is the noun for subscribe. most of you are subscribed to ESL Podcast, but hey, that's free. I said I used to get a lot of professional journals. In the university and in technical fields, a magazine with articles, scientific articles, is called a journal, not a magazine. So we say, I get the Reading Research Quarterly Journal, or I get the TESOL Quarterly Journal. These are really magazines, but with articles, technical, scientific articles. The sort of thing that puts you to sleep. I said that I had about 15 or 20 of these journals coming to my box every month. Coming to my box means arriving at my mailbox where I get my mail. I like to read for pleasure, and pleasure is here just another word for fun. I read The New Yorker. The New Yorker is probably the most famous American literary magazine with articles about all sorts of cultural and social topics. It is a difficult magazine, even for some native speakers. It is written at a very advanced or high level, but it is written very well. In fact, I said it was well written, meaning the writing is very good. I also subscribe to the Atlantic Monthly and Harper's. These are two monthly magazines. The New Yorker is usually a weekly magazine, but the other two are monthly magazines, and they're similar to the New Yorker, and they have a lot of articles and topics that they discuss every month. I said I like them because they have good coverage of issues. Coverage here in this context means the amount of time or space that they give to a story. They like to report many different stories, and they do a good job at it. This is usually used to talk about either the newspaper or a magazine or radio or television, almost always related to news. How was the news coverage of the Hurricane Katrina? Well, that would be asking how were the stories? Were they good stories? Did the reporter do a good job? The journalist, the person working for the newspaper or whatever it is. I said that my latest is to read book reviews. My latest is a short way, informal, of saying my latest habit or my latest obsession, the latest thing that I am currently doing. Book reviews, you can guess, are articles about books that talk about what the book is about and usually a critique or commentary on the book. I read the New York Review of Books, which comes out every 2 weeks. We would call that in somewhat old English, or not as common English, a fortnight. A fortnightly, fortnight is every 2 weeks. But that's not too common anymore to hear that. I said the best book reviews for my money are the Times Literary Supplement and the London Review of Books. For my money means, in my opinion, for if I'm going to spend some money, it is going to be on this. So for my money, a European or Japanese car or Korean car is probably a better deal, better value than an American car. I don't know if that's true. It's just an example. I said that these two book reviews come out of England. This means they are published in England. They print them they write them, print them, and mail them out from England or Great Britain. I thanked my friend Gustavo for turning me on to these two book reviews. To turn someone on to something, such as, for example, my brother turned me on to a new television show that I really like. This means he got me interested in. Now, you have to be careful with this expression. He turned me on to something. It's not the same as he turned me on. He turned me on, the expression turn, she turns me on or I turn her on, means that we have a romantic interest in each other, usually related to something sexual. So you don't want to say to your boss or your professor, you turn me on. Don't say that. You can say, you turned me on to a good book. That's okay. So that little word, too, makes all the difference. Finally, I said that I prefer to read nonfiction, or true books about real things, you could say, over fiction, books that are imaginary or made up. But that's me. That expression, well, that's me, means that's the way I think. That's my opinion, and probably an opinion that many other people don't have. Now we're going to listen to the dialogue or the story again, but this time at native rate. Here we go. I'm the first to admit that I'm hooked on reading magazines. I've been this way as long as I can remember. I love picking up magazines about different topics. Currently, I subscribe to about 6 or 7 magazines, although when I was getting professional journals during my days at the university, I probably had 15 or 20 coming to my box every month. Now I read mostly for pleasure. I like to read The New Yorker because it is so well written. I also get a copy of Atlantic Monthly and Harper's every month because they have good coverage of cultural, political, and social issues. My latest is to read book reviews. There are a couple of really good book reviews published in the U.S., including the New York Review of Books. But the best reviews, for my money, are the Times Literary Supplement and the London Review of Books, both of which come out of England. I have to thank my friend Gustavo for turning me on to those two. I prefer to read the nonfiction reviews over the fiction ones, but that's me. Ah, the joys of reading. For a script of the first part of this podcast, be sure to visit our website at www.eslpod.com. We'd also love to hear from you. Email us. Our email address is eslpod@eslpod.com. Thanks again for listening. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.